Page 16. Zanzibar. Adventures in Africa. Off the coast of Tanzania lies the exotic island of Zanzibar. This amazing place is home to beautiful old houses, leafy forests, and white sandy beaches. Some friends and I had the adventure of a lifetime there last year. We took a 2-hour ferry ride from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, to Stone Town. After scouting around for a hotel, we chose a simple one with clean rooms and a rooftop restaurant. Then we hired a guide and headed to Zanzibar's famous spice farms. Cloves, peppers, cinnamon, and ginger are just a few of the spices that grow there. Tourism and spices are the island's biggest industries. Many spices are tropical and grow on trees and vines. It was like walking through a forest. At each new plant, our guide pulled off a small bit of the spice. We smelled it and guessed which one it was. Then he told us about the spice. I bought some saffron and vanilla. After the tour, we picked out some crab and fish at the seafood market for the cooks to prepare. Then we went to bed fat and happy. The next day, we went to a beach on a small island nearby. We snorkeled, played frisbee, and ate fresh seafood on the beach. The third day, we decided to go and stay at a beach called Pagé. Our hotel was right on the beach, and the floors in our rooms were the sand. We swam, read, and danced to African music. The warm, shallow water makes kite surfing very popular here. Very early on the morning of the fifth day, we journeyed to the island's southern tip. There we met a fisherman who, when he saw us, said, "Are you ready to swim with dolphins?" Dolphins! He told us the dolphins came every morning to eat and play. So we rowed out and waited in the boat until we saw a dolphin fin. The fisherman drove the boat near the dolphins and urged us to jump in. So we did. The dolphins were shy, but we could hear them talking to each other. Eventually, they swam closer. One came so close, I could have touched it. We returned to Stone Town, and my friends left. I stayed longer to explore Stone Town's big old houses. Hundreds of years ago, the city had been a huge trading port for slaves and ivory. All shipments going east to the Indian Ocean stopped in Stone Town. At that time, the city was rich, and wealthy people built big houses with beautiful doors. But then it became illegal to trade slaves and ivory. Stone Town is a magical place for picture taking. Old doors with ornate designs still mark the entryways to all of the houses. The narrow streets are filled with shops selling paintings, jewelry, spices, etc. I also visited a museum in Stone Town that used to be the Royal Palace. I learned how Zanzibar had been influenced by the Kingdom of Oman until the 1960s. That is why the people look like they are from North Africa. Zanzibar, a magical place with friendly people, good food, and fun activities. I am very glad that I went. Word bank. Ferry. When in Hong Kong, I like to take the ferry between Hong Kong Island and Kowloon. Scout. We scouted around town for a coffee shop with a view of the lake. Spice. I like to use a lot of spices when I cook. It makes everything taste better. Tourism. Tourism is becoming a big business for the southern part of the country. Pick out. Francine picked out several dresses to try on for her dinner tomorrow night. Snorkel. We saw many beautiful fish when we snorkeled around the island. Shallow. The water is very shallow here, so it is safe for the kids to go swimming. Urge. William urged his brother to finish college before he traveled around the world. Eventually. After Martha got home, she ate dinner, watched TV, and played games. Eventually, she studied for her test. Slave. Many children are used as slaves even today. Ivory. Many elephants have been killed for their ivory. Magical. It was a magical night as the stars shone in the sky. Entryway. The entryway to her house is on the corner by the big tree. Palace. The King and Queen of England live in a palace. More information. Exotic. Vine. Frisbee. Kite surfing. Fin. Ornate. Kingdom of Oman. Talk about it. Would you like to visit Zanzibar? Why or why not? What do you think of the kind of vacation described in the article? Which of the activities talked about would you most like to do? Why?